From the early 17th to the late 19th century, St. Helen's Wharf was where goods as diverse as tin, wood, cheese and timber were offloaded. Before 1790, the main navigation bypassed Abingdon. Boats going upstream to Oxford were diverted at Culham along the Swift Ditch. Major improvements, such as dredging the river and the building of a new lock upstream, brought the main navigation past the town.
Walk along the pavement and stop opposite the old Anchor Inn.
In the late 1880s, the warehouses, which once stood here, were demolished, and the remaining buildings converted into the present Old Anchor Inn. The adjoining almshouses were constructed in 1884, replacing the almshouse that once stood on the esplanade. At the end of St. Helen's Wharf, a small iron bridge spans the River Ock, where it joins the Thames.
Walk to the end before the bridge.
Following the opening of the canal and its wharf in 1810, the multi-arched medieval stone bridge known as St. Helen's Bridge was unable to sustain the increased volume of wheeled traffic. The Wilts and Barks Canal Company erected this replacement bridge in 1824. Boundary stones for both St. Helen's and the Wilts and Barks wharves can be seen, when river levels permit, in the centre of the stone walls by the bridge.
Cross the bridge and enter the garden on the left. Do use the pavement on the opposite side if you would prefer. Stop at the interpretation board.